The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
All right, so the Nine of Swords, like so many cards in this suit, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of songs in the rock and roll genre that describe these cards. The swords are about conflict, and the greatest songwriters take their conflict and turn it into a three-minute story, and you have a hit song. Now, with the Nine of Swords, you're talking about thinking so badly, thinking about something and acting because your thoughts are so dark about a certain situation that they come true. Now, you may believe in manifesting, or you might just believe in the whole, well, hurt people, and negative emotions attract negative emotions. So if you're constantly telling your partner, you're cheating on me, I know you're cheating on me, and your partner's a saint, after a while, hearing the accusations are going to piss your partner off, and they might be, whether it's justified or not, driven to actually cheat. And it's because they're constantly hearing you talk about your negative thoughts. When the Nine of Swords comes up, you got to get these thoughts out of your head. Soul Asylum wrote a song on Grave Dancers Union called Get On Out. I got to get on out. All these worry, trouble thoughts got to get on out of my head. Now, when you're in constant worry mode, when you suffer from some mental illness, or you're just having a temporary break, this is what your thoughts might sound like. Dave Perner of Soul Asylum writes, "Will I be on the streets tomorrow? Will I have to beg and borrow? Will I go back to the job I left behind? Could you still make it with a guy who never made it? Would you look into my eyes if I were to go blind? Gotta get on out of my head." So pretty much everything that he just said is psycho talk. He might be a perfectly healthy guy, but if I went blind tomorrow, would you look at me? Like, things like that. That's when you realize your thoughts are leading you to act in a way that nobody wants to really be around. We can't predict what's going to happen 5 minutes from now, but it's a good probability that if you're very healthy, you're not just going to stop seeing in a moment. You know, and he says, "Now, will you leave me for another? Send me back running to mother. Will I have time to tell you how I really feel? Am I getting slower, or are you just talking faster? Do we need bad disaster to make it plain to see? Got to get on out of my head. All these worry, trouble thoughts, got to get on out of my head." When that Nine of Swords cards comes up, when the Nine of Swords card comes up, you're worrying way too much. And you're most likely worrying in a way that's completely irrational and even irrelevant. You're worried about things that don't even freaking matter. But if you're acting out to others, they're going to see this irrational, crazy behavior. They're going to see you talking about irrelevant things that nobody cares about. And that's when these things might come true, because you're putting it out there, and you're putting it out there for no reason, with no merit, with no concrete proof or evidence or even theory, logical theory, that these things might happen. You know, there's another song, if you remember the No More Tears album that Ozzy Osbourne put out in 1991. It's a similar idea to Soul Asylum's Get On Out with the irrational thoughts, but it's a little darker. Ozzy says, "A psycho driver twisted in my head. Silence broken, but there's nothing said. I got a nightmare from a fantasy. Will the voices ever set me free? I can hear them. Someone wake me when it's over. I can see him over and over again." And then he goes on to say, "I see it happening like deja vu. They tried to tell me, but they couldn't get through. In my head, I hear the voices scream. I need someone to tell me what it means." So you see, in Ozzy's case, he's acknowledging that others are telling him, calm the F down. But when that Nine of Swords comes up, it's the universe. It's the message telling you, calm the F down. We can make ourselves sick. The human mind is a powerful tool. And when used correctly, when you emit positivity, people might treat you better. People want to be around you more, gravitate you. But when you're talking psychobabble, when somebody in your life who is giving you no reason whatsoever and no proof to treat you a certain way is being treated as if they've done something wrong to you because it's your own paranoia and insecurity that's leading you to treat them that way, then you're eventually going to get treated the way you're accusing somebody of treating you. That's the Nine of Swords. The Nine of Swords, similar to the Eight of Swords in a way, is snap out of it. You do not need to be alone. Now is the time to reach for help. Now is the time to say to somebody, yo, I am thinking these things. Is it true? And they're going to turn to you and say, no, it's not. You know, or, okay, why do you feel that way? And you're going to talk it out with them. Maybe it's professional help. Maybe it's a friend. But when the Nine of Swords comes up, it is time to get out of your own head. You can't handle it by yourself anymore. Your thoughts are to the point where you're going to need someone, something to get you back to a level of balance. That's the Nine of Swords. Those are two songs that examine the energy of the Nine of Swords and represent what you might be going through if the Nine of Swords comes up in a reading. Now, if this is the type of reasoning with tarot that you enjoy, please subscribe to the Rock and Soul Tarot podcast. I have a YouTube channel, Rock and Soul Tarot, as well. I do readings. I am working with a few different decks, and I always relay messages through music. If you would like to hit me up at Orlando0616 on Instagram, I'd love to talk to you, and I would love to know what you think of Rock and Soul Tarot. We will get into the Ten of Swords next, and I will see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.